All right, here we are, another week, lot of great insights to share with you. I went to a seminar last weekend. It was an online marketing seminar. It was like 2 days, very immersive, and I just got like so much value out of it. You know, a lot of nuggets, and you know, it wasn't particularly fitness related. However, it was just based on our model, you know, growing your online business through the three metrics: lead generation, conversions, and leveraging. And I just was like so wowed by the content and the transformations that were going on there that, you know, it was a two-day seminar. It's like $200 for the seminar itself. But, of course, at the end they pitch you. It's kind of like predictable. But as I was going near the end of this, I was like, whatever they have, I'm going to buy it, you know, because I was just like so wowed by the amount of amazing content that was given. So finally, by Sunday, when they took us all into a room and was like, all right, well, we're going to tell you about our program and, you know, building up the value, this and that. And, you know, you're expecting to be sold. And being a salesman myself, I know how it goes. So finally, at the end, announced the price. He said, it's going to be $15,000. And it's a one-year mastermind, you know, with this guy. And with that hesitation, I said, screw it. Let's do it. Took out my credit card, put the money down, and gladly signed up, you know. And, you know, I'm no stranger in investing in myself. Because I know, like, I've got to make some sales, and I'll make it back. But one thing I came to realize is that because I invest so much in myself and I happily pay for coaching, mentoring, personal education, I expect the same from others, you know? So, like, if I'm easily dropping $15,000, you know, in a heartbeat to join this, add value to myself, add value to you, then when I'm talking to a prospect, and I say, hey, my program is $5,000 for online weight loss, you know, it's like no problem because I'm a man of my word. I happily invested in myself so I can ask for more from the other person. And like I was saying, wherever you are, there you go. So a lot of times if you're not investing in yourself, if you're not taking those actions, you know, it's kind of hypocritical to ask someone else because you'll be like, well, I'm not going to pay that much money for myself. You know, and you're going to set off like subconscious limits to the other person because they're going to be like, oh, well, that's a lot of money, right? Because when I put down $15,000, I don't look at it as that's a liability. You know, I'm screwed now. I got to like eat ramen noodles and water for a month. You know, it's like, okay, well, I got to hustle. I got to get three clients at $5,000 to pay this off. That pays off for the whole year. But what I'm going to earn, what I'm going to learn, and the transformation I'm going to have through this process is going to be 10 times that. Because one thing for certain that I've noticed within myself and also a lot of other people that constantly want to up-level is the fact that when you step out of your comfort zone and you invest in yourself, it forces you to take a lot more action, you know? So, like, obviously, you guys invested in yourself to be here. We're working together. I'm giving you knowledge. I'm always up-leveling myself so I could give you the absolute best. And you're doing the same thing, right? So it's the same information you were to find on Google or you'd find it for free. There would be very little chance you take action with it, right? Same thing, you make a diet plan for your family member or workout. You know, there's a high chance you're not going to do anything with it. So it is definitely true. The more you pay, the more you pay attention, right? Because even in this mastermind, like, they had an option. They're like, okay, you know, you could pay monthly, or you can pay in full. And I knew that because I pay in full, I'm going to be that much more committed. And it was the same thing when I, you know, that's $25,000 in my other mastermind. It stretched me. It pushed me. I didn't have the money just sitting there like in cash. But I knew that, okay, I got to do this, write a check. And then by the end of the month, I got to hustle to make it back. It's the same thing where I have a friend who's very, very successful. He has a multi-million dollar business. And one thing that he does is every month he goes to a car dealership. He goes and test drives like a Ferrari or a Porsche or a Lamborghini. Obviously doesn't buy the car, but when he's sitting in that showroom and he's test driving the car and he's touching it and he's feeling it, he's like, whoa, I want this. I want to have this type of lifestyle, right? So that makes him step out of his comfort zone to then push himself, push his business to earn it. And, like, he's done crazy stuff where, you know, he wasn't making, like, $100,000 a year, but he went out and got himself an $80,000 car. And because he had to pay a $4,000 car note every month, that made him hustle. That made him work harder, you know. So there is obviously a powerful component that comes when you have, you know, bills to pay, when you have rent to pay, if you have expenses, right? It can make or break someone. Someone could go into fear and curl up into a ball and just go and give up on life, right? Another person could hustle and become resourceful and be like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, right? So, of course, it's not simply just taking action, because if you have an idiot and you motivate the idiot, you just have a motivated idiot, right? They're going to make a lot of bad action. So the key thing is obviously taking action, but having a strategy, right? So one thing with me, I take action. I don't screw around. I learned something within 48 hours, I implement it, right? So I went to this seminar, and the stuff I learned in there, within 48 hours, I put it into place, and that's where I got it. If I would have left it off another week or two, it would have lost its luster. So it's the same thing here, you know, with these workshops that I do. It's a lot of new content, and I understand a lot of the stuff is new and it's scary stepping out of your comfort zone, but it's the speed of implementation that gets you the success. And this is really going to change the way you convert your clients, this specific strategy that I'm going to share. Because one thing that I've seen, and I've also seen from the survey, is, of course, like the sales aspect, right? The lead generation, we've come to figure out, you know, you're going to get leads, referrals, you know, people just off Facebook, whatever the case is, but then it's the conversion part, that's where the real money's made, right? Just improving that aspect. If you have 10 calls per week, you want to close more and more, right? So what I'm going to go over right now is a very, very powerful conversion process, okay? So the main thing that we do know is that we're in the business of sales, because once we learn how to get leads, we're going to have, like, different streams of leads coming into our business, right? And we're going to have a leverage. We're going to have an online membership site, some type of coaching. If you're still trying to, you know, fill out your local business, you're going to put them there, right? So that part's taken care of. But the conversion is where the magic happens, right? So once you turn the prospect into a client, you make that sale, that's where the cash flow comes in. So I'm going to give you some steps to increase your conversion process. Like, I started just testing this out this week, because when I was at the seminar this weekend, I connected with a guy, and he's an online fitness coach. And I was like, cool, you know, that's what I do. I do the same thing, and I help other trainers grow their online fitness coaching business. And he's a particularly savvy guy where, you know, last year he made over $330,000 in 1 year with this online fitness training business. And he shared with me his funnel, which was very simple, but it made a lot of logical sense the way he went about it, right? So there's different types of funnels. Like, if you're really, really good at sales, you're able to, you know, take a lead right off the internet and close them very quickly, right? So, like, I pride myself on focusing more on the sale and focusing less on the funnel, right? But over time, when you want to improve your sales, you can have a better funnel. So I always bring back dating back as an analogy, because dating and business, they're so much the same. So I'm going to go back to my dating analogy to explain to you the whole process of turning a cold lead into a client. So cold leads are coming through Facebook, for example, right, or LinkedIn or Bing. They're just straight up the internet. They know nothing about you, and then all of a sudden, they have to become your client. You got to sell them. You got to extract money out of their wallet and put it in yours. So it's the same thing. I go to a bar, right, and let's say I'm super smooth. I could go and speak to a woman and, you know, really build up the attraction, and things could go in a positive way, right? We could connect. We could have a romantic little thing going on there. But I got to be super smooth, Mr. Casanova, to make that happen, right? If I'm not Mr. Casanova, then I'm going to take a slower approach to warm her up. So So I'll go up to her, and I'll ask her for her name, and I'll ask her about, you know, interesting stuff in her life, and I'll tell her about myself, but more about her, you know, listening. So, you know, what are your goals, and what do you stress about? So I'm listening, I'm warming up. And maybe I'm not going to get that romantic connection the first time. You know, I'm going to establish rapport and trust and likability, and then I'll get her phone number and ask her on a date. And then hopefully on the date, I'll seal the deal. You know, seal the deal just means, you know, romantic connection going towards dating. So that is a warming up process. So many times we get leads from the internet, they're like a zero. So imagine zero, 1 to 10. Zero being cold, 10 being hot and ready to buy. So if you're a very, very good salesman, you can get a person from 0 to 10 in a 45-minute sales phone call, right? So I pride myself on being able to do that because years and years and years of phone sales, you know, I could go into the yellow pages and just get into a person's pain and their agony and then build trust and likability that I'm going to be the person who's going to help them and then turn them into a client, right? As you're getting better and better at the sales process, you want to focus more on your funnel warming them up. So you're just like the average dude, right, who wants to basically go into a bar, build trust, likability, take the woman from a 0 to a 10. And, of course, even if you're a great salesperson, this is going to help as well. So it's not that you're going to be a great salesperson or you're not. The bottom line is you want to use everything in your power to warm up the client. So here's the funnel that we're going to discuss. And I took bits and pieces from his, but also realized that it could be done a lot more effectively. You know, that's the one thing, like when I learn concepts, I go to seminars, or, you know, a coach tells me something, you know, I'm not going to do it word for word. I'm going to simplify it and do it in a way that works for me, test it, and then once I test it, then I'll share it with you, right? Because I want something that's proven and tested. So this is something that is proven and tested. It works really good. So it starts off with the lead coming in, okay? So let's just say, for example, we're going from a Facebook ad, right? Facebook ad. Lead comes in. They fill out a woofoo form. You get an application on your phone. You get an email. Cold lead. Knows nothing about you. So the first part of it is a set call. So instead of going into the sales call, initially, we're going to do a kind of like a warm-up call. So this is called a set call. It's a two-part process. So as soon as the lead comes in, you want to call them up. And this is going to be a short 5 to 10 minute call, right? The reason why it's short 5 to 10 minutes is because you want to pre-qualify them, build up some trust, but also they're going to be more adept to speak to you because you're going to tell them, hey, listen, I only have, you know, about 10 minutes. I just got your information from Facebook. Right when you say I only have 10 minutes, what's going to happen is they're going to know that you cannot sell them in 10 minutes, right? One of the biggest issues that we have is getting people on the phone. It's a common thing all across phone sales. In every industry, you have a hard time getting people on the phone because it makes no sense at all. They fill out an application. They have a pain. But what ends up happening is that they know that they're probably going to get sold. Or, hey, I didn't expect you to call me, but I gave you my phone number. Makes no sense at all. I totally understand. But the bottom line is that people are scared to be sold a lot of times. So if you explain to them, it's a quick 10-minute call, they're like, okay, you're not going to sell me. I just want to know what this is about. And the same thing when you text them. You know, hey, I just got your information. Can I set up a quick 5-minute call, 5-10-minute call? Once you get your foot in the door, all you need is 10 minutes, right? And it's built like a two-step process. Again, it's a dating situation. You know, you get someone's phone number, you have small talk, and then you call them again and ask them out on the date, right? You don't ask them on the date the first time. Maybe there's no connection there. Build that warmth. Take them from a 0 to a 5, 6, 7, 8, okay? So two-step process. As soon as the lead comes in, pops up, you do a set call. And what you want to do is make sure they're a good fit, okay? And also kind of like see where they are on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot of a lead they are. So here's a little script for that. Hey, Jane, I just have 10 minutes for this call. My job today is to see how I can help you. If I can, then we'll book another time. If I can't help you, I'll just let you know. Is that cool? Very simple. First sentence, I only have 10 minutes for this call. Great, this guy can't sell me in 10 minutes. Number two, my job today is to see how I can help you. If I can, then we'll book another call. If I can't help you, I'll let you know. Cool. So that puts you in a state of extreme authority, right? People love alpha, people that take control. You're the leader. So you say whether they work with you or not. And just from that psychology, like I said, when you're the alpha and you say the rules, you control the call, you control the whole thing. It's a very short boundary that they have, and they're kind of like confined to them, but it's totally like, wow, this guy's not going to try to kiss me, right? He's just basically saying, 10-minute call, let's see if this is a good fit. Anyone has 10 minutes, why not, right? So you just say, okay, the good fit call. What is it that made you reach out to me, right? So that's a very, very powerful question. What is it that made you reach out to me? I'm the guru, and you're trying to get your pain solved from what I have, okay? Again, another alpha question, number two. And what is it that I can help you with? Right? So, of course, you're going to see their struggle or their weight loss, but you want them to verbally say that they need help and that they need you. So what is it that I can help you with? All right, cool. So what are you struggling with? So it's all about asking questions. Of course, it's like an abbreviated sales call. You're not going through the whole sales process. You're asking really powerful, thought-provoking questions. Okay? And sometimes you could get that set call, the first 10-minute conversation, to be extremely warm, right? So I could tell within the first 5 minutes if the person is going to buy or if they're going to be a waste of time. Over time, you're going to get better and better at that. It's like a sixth sense, right? They're cool, positive, in pain. Oh, my God, thanks for calling me. And all of a sudden, they're very open. You know that could go into a sale. So if they're like a 7 or 8, oh, my God, thank you so much for calling me. I really need you. You're like, okay, great. So maybe you could even like use that into a sales conversation, right? So it's you're telling. If like, for example, that first 10-minute call, all of a sudden they're bitching and moaning about price and how much you charge, what are you, what if you have any testimonials. If they're doing that during the first 10 minutes where you're asking the questions, then they're not a good fit, you know? You simply say, well, based on this little conversation here, I don't think you're a good fit for my program. You know, it's like you're back in control. And, like, what this does also, it's going to save you some time. So this set call, right, like I said, simple 10 minutes, you could do it yourself. Or if you have an assistant or, like, even a family member who's just chilling at home all the time, right, and you could be like, listen, I'm going to have leads coming to you, and I'll pay you $20 for the day. All you got to do is set up these 10-minute calls for me. Right? So you're just doing what you got to do throughout the day, because this set call could be done by anyone. You know, it's 10 minutes for the call, 3 questions, so 10 minutes, and then you're setting up the sales call. Right? So this will save you a lot of time. You know, obviously if you're busy, if you can't just make hour-to-hour back-to-back phone calls, if right now in your schedule you're training people, you could have someone else do this. Like I said, an assistant or a family member. They don't even have to be a great salesperson. All they have to do is read 3 questions, okay? So if they are a good fit and you're feeling that they're the type of person who needs your help and you're warming up, then you schedule the sales call, you know? So I would usually schedule this a few days after. Let's say if you do it on a Monday, you want to do it like on a Thursday or Friday, right? And this way you're more prepared for the sale. You're going to be in a place where you have more time and energy. You're going to be standing up, pacing back and forth. You're actually making the call, you know, in between clients or from like the backseat of your car, all scrunched up. So here's where the magic comes in, okay? So you have that set call on Monday, and you have the other call Thursday or Friday. So what you want to do is accelerate the warming up process, okay? So let's say, for example, on that set call, you took them from a 0, and you got them to like a 3 or 4. So they're having an idea that you're the person that could help them. They're more aware of the pain that they're in. They're verbalizing it as opposed to writing it on a WooFoo form, okay? Then you want to do this ninja stuff. So here's the stuff that I discovered, you know? As they're waiting for the call, you want to basically make a little video for them, okay? So this is a three-part process. So I discovered this great website. It's called Japkin, J-A-P-K-I-N, like Japanese napkin, Japkin, right? So it's a really funky site, and basically it allows you to shoot really quick 20, 30-second videos on your camera, on your computer, right? I think you do it on your phone as well, but it's your, you know, your webcam. And it's like this amazing technology that you just press play, it records your face, records a quick video, and then you could immediately send it or text it to someone, right? So, like, you don't have to, like, upload a video, put it on YouTube, post it there. You just go on Japkin.com, right? They give you a 21-day trial, or it's, like, you know, a few bucks a month. And you just record the video, and you send it to them. So pretty much here's the sneaky ninja thing. So after you do that set call, and you know that they're a person that's a good fit, and you're setting up that appointment, you go on Japkin.com, and you do this yourself. So you have their information, right? You have that Wufoo form with their goals, what they need. So then you just make a quick 20, 30-second video. Hey, Jane, I know you just spoke to so-and-so, or we just spoke earlier, and we set up our appointment for Friday. I'm really excited to work with you. And based over here, you mentioned you want to lose this much pounds. You know, you said that you're struggling with this. And, yes, I work with a lot of clients that are similar to you, and I'm just really excited to speak to you. And I know that based on what you told us, that we're going to really see if we're a good fit by our next call. You know, you're kind of just like discussing their pain, proving your credibility, but also creating this warmth, this connection. And there's no one in hell that's ever done that for them. It's a customized video. But this website is so ninja that basically you just press one button, record yourself talking to them, and then you send them that. You can literally email to them right after, or send them a link, text it to them. It's like crazy, crazy stuff, right? So you can do the same thing with your phone, of course, right? You can just record it on your phone, 30 seconds, and then text it to them. Texting is a lot better because, you know, they're obviously going to read the text. They're going to click on it. Hey, I just made this for you. It's a customized video. So, again, it's that warming them up. So that accelerates the warm-up process. And this is also very cool, and I just thought about this for myself. It's like a lot of leads that are basically cold. I collected a bunch of Wufoo forms, but I never got to speak to the people. They never pick up their phone, whatever the case is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on Wufoo.com. I'm going to just look at like the last 20 leads that I had that I did not get to speak to, and I'm going to make quick 20, 30-second videos for them, right? Even if they don't respond to it, even if, let's say, for example, they just ignore it completely, it's totally cool because I'm going to make a big impact on them. When they're on my email list over time when I send them stuff, they're going to remember me, right? So I'm going to create that little bit of that warm-up process, and it's so easy. I'm going to say the same exact script, you know, over and over, 20-second video, next, 20-second video, next. It's like super-duper easy. Right? It's a lot more effective than I said doing it on your phone, waiting for it to upload, sending it. This is like instant. And this is, I mean, there's like a million things you could do with this, you know, for like even your own clients. Hey, happy birthday. Congratulations on your baby. I'm really sorry that this person died, you know. So you're creating this powerful connection with all these people. So I'm going to be using this site like crazy. Once again, it's Japkin.com. You can also do this with Google Hangouts or even YouTube Live. If you don't want to pay, you know, they have a 21-day trial, but believe me, you're going to make a lot more money than the few bucks that it costs to be a member of Japkin because you're going to use it for all these different places. Okay, that's one thing. Sorry to sidetrack, but, you know, my mind wants to get ideas. I'm like, oh, my God, so many great things can be done with this. So part one of that automated warm-up process is a quick customized Japkin video to their Wufoo form. You have all the information. You know exactly what they need. You're the trusted source. All of a sudden, your love and, you know, your connection goes up so much quicker. And then you want to create a simple video series, okay? So this one's not customized. This is something that I recommend to you over time because it's going to help in your autoresponder, right? So there's two types of autoresponders. One is an autoresponder where it's just text, right? So I use a lot of text in my autoresponder, right? And, like, the second is like a video, right? So video, basically, instead of, you know, writing the text, you're doing a little video series. And the video series doesn't have to be, like I said, customized for that one person. It's for all your clients. You know, it's a warm-up process. You know, just think about how you got to speak to me, right? You didn't just contact me directly. You watched my webinar, right? So Facebook ad, you watched the webinar, you saw the value, there was some likability, some trust, and I showed you what I'm capable of. Now, if I would have just called you straight up and be like, hey, I'm AJ, and let me tell you all about myself and how awesome I am, you would hang up the phone on me, right? But because you watched my webinar, that video series warmed you up. You went from a zero to a 5, 6, 7, then we had a call, and then you went up higher. So what a video series does, it does a warming up process. You could do a webinar too, right? But I don't recommend doing a webinar. It's like, you know, it took me a while to, like, get webinars and to convert them. I'm going to create a whole workshop on webinars. We're going to go very, very deep in it, probably do like a whole week. I'm going to give you like a webinar template. We're going to record one. Yes, it's good to have a webinar, but this is a lot faster, and you don't even need like a lot of technology. For a video series, it's very simple. You just want to do three videos, right? Three videos, you can use Japkin, or you can use your camera phone, and it's just you talking or you performing an exercise. So basically, what I highly recommend is get lead pages. I mentioned this over and over again because lead pages has like website templates for this type of video series. So you must have seen them from other people before. You know, you are going into a launch of someone's product and they send you a page that has like four videos, right? So there's one you can watch now and then the other ones for like day two, day three, day four. And those videos simply warm up the person. So a lot of people that have this type of model where it's like cold ad into a phone sales call, they have a video series in between to warm them up. So the most important video is video number one. So video number one, you're going into a place where you're just, you know, telling them who you are. You want to build likability, trustability. You want to prove to them that you're the person that can heal their pain and that you're just an overall cool dude, right? Because or do that. You just want to make them realize like they're in good hands. And if they decide to call you, you're not going to be a shark. You're not going to just basically extract money out of their wallet, right? Because people are more than happy to pay if you show them value, right? So it's the old adage, nobody wants to be sold, but people want to buy, right? So they're more than happy to buy, but obviously it's the level of if you don't show them the value and sell them immediately, you know, it's a lost cause. So once again, three videos you want to make, and these are don't have to be customized. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be flawless. You know, I got chubby cheeks, and, you know, I'll be like, oh, my God, I got to dive down another 10 pounds before my face is chiseled and my abs are popping out. Then I'll make a video. Like, nobody gives a crap, you know, like, compared to a, you know, 30-pound obese person, you're like a like a sculpture, you know? So don't judge yourself so harshly. Shoot the damn video, put it up there, and then when you die down, you can make another video series. Because I know we're all fitness professionals, you have to be perfect and flawless, but the bottom line is just wear some fitness clothes and you're good to go. You don't have to be shredded to the bone, okay? So video number one, you know, it's just basically the most important one. Hey, I'm AJ, and I'm a body transformation expert. I was a, you know, chubby kid. I was 30 pounds, 60 pounds overweight. I had chipmunk cheeks, man, boobs, and a big old belly. And I found fitness, and I turned to a personal trainer. And over the years, I've helped hundreds of people transform themselves. And, you know, I want to make this video just to kind of give you a little tip, you know, about the process of getting in shape. You know, so I'm just kind of making it up on the fly, but it's kind of going into a little backstory. It's, you know, the whole posturing, you know, superior, equal, inferior. You're kind of doing that in the video by going into like, hey, listen, I was worse off than where you were, and now I'm a fitness professional, so I'm going to help you. Whatever story you have, if you're skinny, if you had an eating disorder, you know, you want to obviously open up, be vulnerable. That creates a bigger connection. If you did drugs, you drank alcohol, you were a stripper, whatever. Say it as it is. Be transparent, and then basically build that trust and likability. And then there's the old AIDA, A-I-D-A, action, interest, desire. I'm sorry. It is attention, interest, desire, action. So first, we want to capture their attention. Hey, do you want to lose 20 pounds in 3 weeks? Okay, that got my attention. Watch this video, and I'll tell you how you can do that. Okay, interest. Well, I'm AJ. I'm so-and-so, short little bio, not more than 10 seconds. Desire, and I want to get on the call with you and just kind of go into, you know, how I can help you, you know, so-and-so. Because a lot of times you're just basically getting them to get on the call with you, right? So this video series is going to be there, even though you did a set call originally, but it's also going to be there for the people that didn't pick up the phone. Because we get a lot of leads, like I said, that don't pick up the phone. We can't talk to them. So the video series is warming them up. And then the action we want to take on the bottom of the video, we want to basically put our WooFoo form so they can fill out an application and then go through our funnel, go through the process, okay? And the cool thing about this is that, you know, I recommend lead pages because they have a template. They literally have a video series template where basically you just put like three videos on there and then they could watch all three of them at once, or they could just watch it, you know, every other day, whichever way the people take in the content, they have control over that. But if you don't have lead pages, you can just put this into your email, right? So if you email follow-up, get response, Aweber, or if you have, you know, constant contact, whatever the case is, you just put a video embedded, whether it's a YouTube video link, you put it, you know, every other day for that week. So pretty much you're getting video number one, video number two, video number three. So this could be like a separate autoresponder compared to your email one. But again, the job of this video series is to see you on screen and to warm them up and to build that likability and trust and kind of see, like, how awesome you are. Obviously, if you have client testimonials, before and afters, you could even, like, have a client come on the video with you. If you're, like, in a training session and you're just like, hey, you know, I'm AJ and this is my client, you know, so-and-so, she lost 60 pounds, and can you tell us, like, about your little transformation? Like, that is, like, a case study video, but that case study is going to sell you. Because even though it looks like you're selling your client, they're going to sell you, obviously, because you helped them accomplish that. So just like I said, being in a place where you're building likability and trust, even if you say, like, hey, I'm on this video just to get to know you better, you know, and, you know, set up a call with me, even if it's that's like a big-time difference than not warming up, you know. So just make a video of something. Three videos, send to them every other day, ideally, and at the bottom of the video, the call to action is a WooFoo form, because this video series is going to be seen also by leads who have not filled out a form, right? Or basically, they've not set up a time to talk to you, whatever the case is. The cool thing about this is once you do these free videos, you have them for life, right? Because the only video that's customized is a Japkin one, but these three videos, you have them up, and they're going to be evergreen throughout your whole funnel. Bottom line is with these videos, you're, you know, in the conversation, you're triggering their pain and you're getting them to take an action. But the biggest thing is you're increasing the warm-up process. And also, to help automate a lot of this, I actually made a video this week. I don't know if you were on the membership site, but I've been using this software called Zapier, Z-A-P-I-E-R. I've been using it for the past couple of months, and I totally forgot to share it with you. That's my fault. It's an automation software, and it's like a little software robot that takes information from one website and puts it on another one automatically. So it just saves a ton of time and energy. So, for example, the video that I made into the membership site, it's how to take your WooFoo forms, extract the information from that, and put them into your email responder service. So let's say, for example, I get all these WooFoo forms, right? But it sucks because I have to manually upload the emails, and then put them into my constant contact email system. So I created a Zap that says every time a WooFoo form comes in, you take the name and the email, and you automatically put it into my constant contact. So it basically takes information from one software and puts it into another one. It's the same thing, like I have Gmail, right? So a lot of times I get people from Gmail that contact me, friends, referrals, whatever the case is. So I say, okay, whenever a person from Gmail comes in, extract that name and email and put it into my email system, right? So I don't have to copy and paste it. So Zapier is really cool when it comes to a lot of these different things, because you do it once, you set it, and you forget it, and then automates the whole process. You can even use it for, like I said, if you don't have a follow-up system, you could even use it to, like, send automated emails, right? You could even use, like, let's say, for it's like some crazy ninja stuff. Let's say, for example, you film something with the Zapkin, right? Quick customized video. So you could use Zapier. You just send it to one place, and that one place will email to them and also text it to them, right? So it just does like ninja stuff like that. You got to play around with it, of course, like anything, but it has multiple uses. Like on the module, I show you how I use it. I use like some of the Zaps that I have just to make my life a lot easier, you know? Like I know a guy who uses Zapier who basically times like when he turns his lights off and on. I don't know how he does it, but he has like this this like home-based system that has like lighting and everything like that. And he travels a lot, so he's not home a lot. So he has this Zap where basically it sends a signal to his computer, and then it turns the lights on for like 3 hours in the middle of the night, and then another signal it turns it off. So it's kind of like this like a little robot that communicates between software, and you can do a lot of funky stuff with it. So I know I shared a lot today. You know, like I said, I'm on a high because, like, I made this big investment and there's a lot of stuff that I'm learning. I'm going to learn so much more. It's like a tip of the iceberg. But, you know, I'm constantly trying to reinvest in myself, you know, get the edge, just get the best information, and then I trickle that down to you. Because I'm not going to go over the whole entire weekend. What's the one action we could take, the imperfect action, in the next 45 hours that's really going to take your business forward? So once again, quick summary, and then we're going to go through some Q&A. Number one, you want to do a two-step call. The moment the lead calls you up, don't go into the sales. 5-10 minute call. Hey, I got 10 minutes. I just want to get to know you a little bit better. You know, I kind of read the script, the three questions. Great. So we're going to set a time this week for a consultation call. Is that cool with you? Great. They're a good fit. You know, do it a few days afterwards. Immediately after you get off the phone with them or when you have a break, you go to Zapkin.com. Hey, Susie, it was really good talking to you. And, yeah, I see your application here. And, you know, you got to lose 20 pounds. And you got, you know, those grandma arms and belly fat. And, yeah, I totally know because, you know, a lot of my clients dealt with the same type of thing. But I'm really excited to talk to you on Friday at 2 o'clock. And I'm really going to get into how I'm going to help you. And until then, you know, you're going to get some videos from me just kind of giving you some value to get a good idea of who I am and how my program works. But until then, I'll see you later. All right, bye. Boom, right? So they get a text message. They're like, wow, this person's a shit. I've never got that before in my life. That is crazy, right? You know, you're doing that all day long. Set those up 20, 30 seconds. But imagine if you got one of those from someone. What would that mean to you? Okay? Then you're going to create your video series, three videos. So on that same day, a video goes out, and that's the most important one. Video number one, introducing yourself, kind of going into your superpower. Like I said, if you have a client or before and after, nothing too crazy. It doesn't need to be edited. You don't need any music. They just need to see you on video because the human brain cannot distinguish a person who's on TV and a person who's on video. Studies have shown that if they see you on video, whether it's their phone or their computer, in the back of their mind, they see you as an authority expert because they can't tell if that's television or computer, right? So there's a lot of crazy stuff, but obviously video builds that credibility and likability. So that's video number one. Goes out on that same day, and then every other day they get a video. So most likely 80% of people are going to watch the first video, but they may not watch the other one, so that's going to be the most important one. But also you're going to just give them an opportunity if they are curious, they want to learn more, so on and so forth, okay? Finally, you have the lead coming in on that appointment, and then you put them through the lovely sales process, right? But imagine the difference in the sales process after you've done these steps beforehand, right? Like I said, if you're a smooth talker, I mean, you could close the sale in one shot. You could pull it off in one night, get it done, move on to the next one. But also, like I said, this is going to help long-term nurturing a relationship, you know? It's, like I said, a little bit more work in the beginning, but what is that work worth to you? Right? So imagine how much more conversions you could get, how much of a deeper connection you get with your clients by just doing this process. Because the only work you have to do is that quick set call, or that quick 10-minute set call that's going to let you know if you could waste an hour with them or if you just get off the phone with them immediately, right? Some people, 10 minutes, you're like, okay, oh my God, this person's not a good fit at all. I'm not going to call them a second time. They just saved me an hour. But all you got to do is that 20, 30-second Zapkin video. So nothing's a loss. And I guarantee you, if they don't buy that week on a sales call, they're going to remember you. They're going to stay on your list. They're going to just create a bond with you. So it's pretty crazy just the stuff you could do with technology, right? But it's all the bottom line. It's human emotion. Like I said, the same stuff that works in dating works in business, you know? And I'm out here to prove that if you don't believe it, because I'm going to come up with a ton of different analogies. But anyways, I covered a lot today. You know, I'm going to try to summarize a little bit more when I send out the replay just to get a good idea. But it's a simple, easy framework. And, of course, I know you got a lot of great questions, so I went a little longer today. But, you know, of course, it's well worth the extra time. So we're going to open up the line for some Q&A. And let me get you set up. You're going to hit *6 if you have. *6, going once, going twice. All right. We got Kyle on the line. So,
hey, what's
hello?
Up, AJ? How are you?
What's going on, Kyle?
Oh, not much. I got a couple things that I want to mention. First of all, I thought this session here was pretty awesome, man. This was a lot of good information.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I really like this whole concept here. I think that this is going to work out well for me, just as a way to warm up leads. Obviously, you know, I think it's going to be really, really beneficial. My question is, you know, you talked about the autoresponder video series, okay? And you said we should have 3 videos.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first one being, you know, you're introducing yourself and you're trying to create some likability.
Yeah.
What about the second and the third video? What should be the content and what exactly should we be talking about?
So, like, if you could do a thinking exercise really quickly and just kind of say to yourself, like, what are the 3 biggest transformations that I could get for someone, you know? Like if you were to think about your best clients, right, the people who had the biggest before and afters and the biggest changes, it was like, what are the 3 biggest things that you did for them, you know? And whether it was like a mindset strategy, whether it was like a diet strategy, exercise strategy, just like something that's extremely high value that the person watching a 2-minute video at the end of it, they're going to be like, wow, that is some deep stuff, you know? So let's say, for example, you know, I like to go into like a lot of mindset hacks, and you know, let's say one thing that I've helped a lot of my clients with is like creating the path of least resistance. So when they wake up in the morning, I tell them to put their shoes next to their bed, their clothes all laid out, and literally within the first, you know, 10 minutes of waking up, they have a cup of coffee that's automated, it turns on, and they get out of the house and do their morning cardio. Right, so that's one tip that I found over the years that helped a lot of my clients and helped me as well. Because let's say if you want them to do morning cardio, you want to get up and get out of the house. So just like giving some kind of crazy high value thing like that, and from that point on, just you know, giving like a quick actionable high value tip, but also kind of going into like I said, the attention, interest, desire, action, kind of talking about their pain and kind of understanding it, you know, being empathetic. And then at the end, like, hey, you know, just write down below this video is, you know, a form to contact me. If you filled out the form already, then just, you know, put your name and phone number, you know, whatever the case is. But you always have to have a call to action after every video because you don't just want to make these simply tips. You want to tell them what to do afterwards. The same way you tell them the tip, you want to tell them to contact you.
Okay, cool. So the second and third video are going to be something along those lines, where you're kind of providing some insightful information, and then down to your WooFooFone below.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to the information, like I said, a very actionable, tested type of tip. So don't be general, you know, because like I said, they get tons of general on Facebook, on like Instagram, you know, eat your vegetables or drink your water, right? You want to go something very, very deep and actionable, like some like crazy ninja stuff, like some kind of like, you know, supplement that is healthy, it'll help them burn fat. Or let's say introduce them to like high intensity intervals, like, you know, more like on the, like just something you've never heard before, you know, say the Tabata principle, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, that's the most fat-burning principle there is. So if you just do 5 minutes of Tabata rounds as opposed to 30 minutes of regular cardio, you're going to burn a lot more fat in a lot faster time, plus you'll look better. Because the difference between a marathon runner and a sprinter, you know, you're just giving them like a really high-value, crazy, non-generic tip, and then you're going into a call to action. But like I said, just seeing you on video, even if you just like are there, that alone is going to build that warmth a lot higher.
Okay, I got you. That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good. The other thing that I wanted to mention is you know, these struggles I'm having with my Facebook ad, they continue to happen. I actually had another account shut down earlier today.
Damn.
Like I said, I was able to speak with somebody from the Facebook Grow program. He actually, you know, took a look at my links and my sites and said everything there checks out. There's no issues, and I'm just at a loss here. I don't know what to do moving forward because, you know, in my mind, it's like this business model doesn't really work without the Facebook lead generation. You know, that's where a good majority of these leads are going to come in at, and without it, you know, I'm just kind of at a loss right now. I haven't been able to generate any leads through Facebook for over 2 weeks now. You know, so I've just been sitting at a standstill.
I totally understand, Kyle. You know, and listen, I had my Facebook account shut down a few times, but just realized, like, you know, yes, that's cold traffic, and that's one source of cold traffic, but there's also other sources of leads and other sources of value. You know, like email marketing. You have your email list. You know, one thing that works really powerfully well is a 4-day cash machine sequence. You know, I have that in the membership site. It's 4 days of emails. You know, you could structure the one I have. That pulls up a bunch of leads, you know, from the email list. Like I said, spend 1 day going to your WooFoo forms, right? You have a bunch of leads you've accumulated over time, and just literally spend 1 hour making like 20 or 30 Japkin videos and just reigniting those leads. Like, hey, I'm Kyle, and I got this application from you, and somehow we crossed paths a few weeks ago, and I want to let you know that, you know, I'm here to help you. And, you know, you're literally having your information, their goals, their struggles. You're texting them, so you're reawakening them there, you know. Basically, another thing is just, you know, making an offer on your Facebook private page, you know, your personal page, and it's, again, just getting people to talk to you. But now you have a better warm-up sequence, right? So it's just kind of like, you know, going back and forth. The 9-word email always works really well for me, you know. It's a smiley face and a wink. Hey, are you still looking to lose weight, you know? So, like, pretty much, like I said, those are, like, on the organic, free lead generation strategies. You know, they require, like I said, a little bit more hustle. They're not, like, you know, you press a button. And, you know, leads are coming in. The Bing ads, I'm doing good with them. The Bing has, like, no, no limits, you know. So put Facebook to the side and do Bing. You know, like, just watch the Bing implementation and just email me, and I'll give you my exact text of the ads that work, because I was getting a good amount of leads through Bing, and it's a simple principle, sending them to a lead page. They fill out a WooFoo form. And, you know, because I had my Facebook account shut down for some time, so I was getting my leads from Bing. So, you know, there's always a solution, you know, and Facebook's not the end-all, be-all. Soon I'm going to be going into Twitter ads. You know, like I said, there's just, like, a lot of stuff I want to share, but at the same time, I want to do it in the sake of implementation as opposed to just giving a boatload of information. So, you know, listen, I'm here to help you, Kyle, and, you know, we'll come up with a strategy. You know, some of the stuff I discussed today, but I'm going to literally help you out to make sure that you don't just rely on Facebook. You have a diverse variety of a different lead generation. And other people that are hearing this as well, same thing, I'm here to help you. There's always a solution. You know, there's only like 10% of the ninja tricks that I have. So, you know, we're going to work on implementation. So now we have all these other tools to sweeten the deal, and we're going to focus on just you know, coming up with some clarity, a quick action plan, and, you know, get you to where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I appreciate you saying that. Definitely, definitely need your help at this point. It's just, you know, like I said, I haven't been able to generate any new leads for over 2 weeks, so I'm just kind of at a loss right now. I don't know really what to do and how to move forward, you know, so. So yeah,
okay.
You know, any help that you can provide would be super beneficial, of course.
Okay, sounds good. Just stuff that I just said right now just came out, and you know, I'll go deeper into it, and you know, I got your back. But anyone here, like, you know, that's what I'm here for. That's what I love to do. You're my main focus, you know. So if there's something that you're challenged with, if you're at a bottleneck, a roadblock, even like mindset, you know, if you're like at a place where I just don't feel motivated, I don't feel inspired, I got all the tools, I don't feel like doing anything, you know, just call on me. This is what I do. You know, that's why you pay me, right? So I'm here to help get you where you want to be, you know. Like I tell everyone, just contact me anytime and we'll figure out a solution for you. So I'm glad you're authentic about this, Kyle, because, you know, it's a conversation that we all have, right? Like, even with me, like, there's things in my business, in my life, that are not where I want them to be, but I'm willing to invest in the people and the resources to get there, right? So it's like I always ask for help now. So instead of saying, like, I'm not going to ask for help, let me try to figure it out on my own. You know, if I would have figured out on my own, I would have been where I want to be. What got you here won't get you there. So the key thing is asking for that help, because I see things differently, you know. You see things from your perspective. I see things from a different perspective. So I got your back, man, and thank you for being transparent. Anyone else, you hear this, you know, call on me, and, you know, we'll help figure it out.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate it, man.
Anytime, Kyle. All right. So any more questions, concerns? You need some insights. You need some clarity. You know, like I said, we can kind of get it started here and then go deeper into it. If you don't feel comfortable sharing, then, you know, send me an email, and then we'll work on a customized strategy to get you where you need to be. So, again, last call on the questions. I see no one else has their hand up, so I'm going to go into closing. So, again, as soon as we get off this, as soon as you stop listening to this, I highly recommend you go on Japkin.com. Like I said, you can use that. Or if you're tech savvy, use Google Hangouts and YouTube. You know, you could do a similar thing. But do something. 48 hours, start taking action. And just reignite a lot of leads. Like, you know, feel free to turn your ads off. Go into your WooFoo forums. Make these mini videos. Scare the crap out of people. You know, shock them. Build the rapport. Build the warmth, the attraction, and then get them on the phone, you know, simple as that, simple as that. Like, pretty much there's always a solution, right? You're taking the action steps because, like I said, it's not just the mindset, it's the model. You know, model is more important than the mindset. You could have, you know, a person who's confident and takes action, but they don't know what to do. So my goal is to make sure you're taking action, you have the right mindset, but at the same time, you have a solution. So, you know, it's all about just taking the right steps. Once you have the right steps, you could veer along the way. But a person who's staying still and does nothing goes nowhere. Even if you're going in the wrong direction, it's better than doing nothing. Okay? So once again, a quick summary of the funnel. You want to now focus on a two-step call, one quick 10-minute call, and then set an appointment. That's step number one. Number two, as soon as you're done with that, create a quick customized video. Just for them, special, text to them ideally, and then you want to start creating your three video series. And there's three video series you could use it everywhere, not just in your email autoresponders. You could have it on your website. You know, you could have it on Facebook. Like whenever a lead comes in, you just want to have something to, you know, build the attraction, build the trust, build the credibility, warm them up, because it's a big, 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 big difference when you're talking to someone who's an 8, 9, and 10, then you're talking to a 1 and 2. So like referral, right? So you had someone who got referred to you, they're like an 8 or a 9 because whoever referred them told them how awesome you are, you got them results, you made them happy. So that's like such an easy sale. It's kind of like, you know, you don't really have to get into too much pain. I do it anyway. You know, I want to make sure that they're ready to make the change, and then you just tell them the price. So it's kind of like, okay, no problemo. And the other good point today, like I said, is investing in yourself. You know, you've already done a great job of investing with me, and I thank you for that, and I commend you for taking that action. But I just don't mean investing money, like spending money crazy on coaches and masterminds. You want to make sure it's a good fit intuitively in your heart. You know that it's the next step. It's going to help you out. But also like investing in, you know, your self-education. Because, like I said, I learned a lot of stuff at the seminar, but there's also all the other stuff that I learned. So, like, the ideas that happen inside there and the ideas that I got from my books and listening to podcasts and my other masterminds, you know, they had sex, and they created super ideas. And the super idea is this funnel over here, right? It makes logical sense. It's a powerful emotional tool, but also it creates a really powerful connection. And, like, your competition is not doing this. Your competition doesn't even know this exists. So imagine the difference between you getting a lovely 30-second video of a person who could help you, right? So it's like, wow, okay, so this person, I will never forget them for the rest of my life. It only takes 30 seconds, you know, especially if you're doing back-to-back-to-back-to-back. So you can really shock a lot of people, you know, start saying it to your family members, your own clients, you know, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you, and I'm grateful for this, you know. Wow, imagine a quick gratitude video to someone. Oh, man, that just, like, makes my heart melt. Someone says, I just made this video to show you how grateful I am for you in my life and what you've done for me. Like, wow. Like, imagine what that would make someone feel. It's different than a text, you know, a gratitude email, but a gratitude video. Even better is if you do it in person. But, you know, you don't have time to, like, go to everyone's house and tell them how grateful you are. But a quick video, blast it out to 20 people, change their entire day, and they'll never forget you. Okay, so that's that. Let those ideas run wild. Most importantly, take imperfect action. I'm AJ, and I had a blast today. Thank you for being on the call. And if you need anything, contact me. I got your back. You are my first priority. So my number one goal is that you're getting results, you're happy, and you're progressing, right? So that's why I do these workshops, to help you progress, make your life and business easier. Okay, so call on me. If there's anything I could do, I would gladly help you. All right, till next time, make it an awesome day.